Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi guys! If you're a fan of reading like I am, and you've been looking to try out Audible.com for audiobooks, we have a link for a free 30-day trial. So go ahead and check out audibletrial.com/creativeplanpodcastnetwork. That's Audible, audibletrial.com/creativeplanpodcastnetwork. Thanks!
I don't have rope.
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Let's go around the table real quick and say who we are. It's been a while.
I am Sister Solis. I am a cleric of Pelora, and I am a tiefling.
I'm Carrie. I'm playing Talon of the Hidden Forest Tribe. I'm a half-elf ranger.
Cassandros Valerie, druid extraordinaire, privateer.
Sylvia was looking over the pit,
freedom fighter,
waving his hat, and was like, do we get our money back on the bath, since this just happened right afterwards? There you go.
Kriv is a clanless sorcerer dragonborn, also a part-time entertainer.
I'm Riona O'Took. I'm apparently some sort of strange Irish monk dwarf trapped in Dungeons & Dragons. I'm not sure how that happens.
It is weird.
I left
Say
the
daddy, this is where you are.
And the Discworld, and here I am.
So I've got to plan.
Rock.
So, is there a general store?
There is a general store.
I'm going to go into it. Is there rope?
There is rope.
I'm going to take the rope, and I'm going to leave.
Okay, so as you grab the rope, you people start calling, grab some ropes, grab some ladders.
Yeah, are there ropes nearby?
Basically, you see the druid's coming running out with two bales of rope on his
side. I also have a ladder and some shoes.
Basic adventure kits come with it.
So what do we see in the pit?
Yes, I'm not using any of my rope.
Okay, so you basically see this very large 40-foot round hole, the sinkhole that just opened up and drops down. It looks like it goes at least more than 20 feet down.
Can we hear the kids?
You can hear the kids go, I hurt my legs! I hurt my face!
Oh, dear.
So I'm going to do something a little bit uncouth here. You grab your ropes. Here, you can turn into a bear, right?
I'm not turning into a bear.
Hold this, and I'm going to jump with the
other. Oh, my God. Oh,
this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
As you're seeing 20 feet of rope spool out.
Yeah, you got a 13th strength.
Okay, you're taking advantage. You're shifting into bear form with the rope in your
mouth. I am not training it.
Oh, you're not? Okay, so.
He just wants to make a
go ahead
check.
And give me a.
A natural 20.
All of a sudden, the rope coils out. Coiling out fast.
And then.
By the way, Kriv, you notice the floor is coming up awful fast and the rope is not getting very taut. It's a 50-foot length of rope. And you're estimating on the way down.
We probably should have planned this.
It was super heroic, though.
Oh my God,
and can I slow my fall with a thunder wave?
The kids are out there.
And then the rest of the kids came in.
Seriously.
Just land on the children. They're
shattered
soft.
When I got there.
The children are soft. Land on that.
We'll see.
Thankfully, to your advantage, because the sinkhole way it fell and crushed the earth, the earth is actually relatively cushiony.
Okay.
And you managed to only take 1 point of damage on your way down since you dove heroically head first down there. As all of a sudden, you feel a definitive lack of rope spilling out, and you don't feel it go tight yet.
Well, he's dead.
I'm not dead yet.
I'm not dead yet.
And you hear one of the kids go, a dragon just jumped down.
Run, kids, run. It's going to eat you.
What? And you have dark vision, right?
He got his thing back.
Oh, no. The one without the dark vision jumps in.
In
the dirt, you hear some scuffling noise of someone randomly going in a different direction.
Great.
I'm going to put light on the section of rope. I'm like, kid, oh, I can't believe he said that. Look, we're here to get you out. Come on.
He wants to grab you to put him in his stew pot, kids.
What? Terrible. I'm going to look up the rope and I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God. Oh,
no, I'm just sending a message.
Oh, okay.
Like,
so the rope gets taut. Okay.
Well, or not.
I think he's just, I'm going to shut up.
Or he's one of those friendly dragons, kids.
I think he's just kidding.
Are you actually looking over the edge?
Yeah, no, I'm going to go tie up the edge.
Okay, if you're looking over the edge, give me a dex save.
Oh.
I want to make an acrobatics roll to flip backwards.
No, you flip forwards.
Yeah, easy. Well, 17.
Oh, yeah, you easily managed to not.
But
fall
then I'm
going to
look in and go back and tie the rope. I can't see in the dark anyway.
So pretty much,
the rope is now tied.
Little kid,
I'm
going to
shout down.
Team.
The rope is now secured, not to buy a bear, but it should work okay.
And, mister, is there a bear up there?
No, surprisingly.
and you just hear.
You're as shocked as we are.
There's a dragon down here.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm not a real dragon, but I'll help you out.
He ties one of the kids off
as best he can. You're like, okay, brace yourself against the wall. And you're going to have somebody
pull
you
up. Oh, there's no wall. It's basically, it crumbled, and you realize this is a massive cavern that you're in.
Is there any... Pull him up! Can he see whether there's any corridors going out of the cavern?
He has no dark vision.
Well,
I can
go down.
Guys, quick thing. Maybe before we go, think first of loot, maybe we want to save the kids.
Loot?
I'm the pure neutral one, and I'm the one focused.
No,
up.
We're looking more
they
for danger.
Look
danger.
Right.
Well,
at least we have light
down
there.
It's in danger.
Perhaps I should go down in the hole, and you should stay here to heal anyone who's taken damage, because... You know, all I can do is feed them soup or hit them on the
head. You are now the party leader. I have delegated work.
With your light, you can estimate that this cavern is at least 180 to 100 feet round.
Wow.
It's a massive cavern right under Red Larch.
Okay, so start sending the kids up and send the monk down.
Okay.
I'm going to tie off some rope because you brought...
So I'm
going to
look at one of the
legs.
Townspeople. So has this hole always been here?
And this woman looks and goes, my boy! My boy!
No,
go save my boy!
Don't worry, the dragon's bringing them up.
This white face look of...
No, the talking.
With the help of the extraordinarily handsome and useful...
He was playing a lute last night. You weren't suspicious?
Be calm, madam. He is a dragon king, you know. Dragon.
He's just the son of a
he's
dragon.
He's a nice guy.
I think the people in this town are horribly interbred.
That's right. It's like, he's a dragonborn. He is.
Okay,
he will take care of your
kids. So, Otu joined you down
guys,
there.
I'm going to tie off the rope on something sturdy.
Yeah, no, I tied off the rope.
So all right, so I'm going to go down. I'll climb
it was
down,
the
like
least I could do.
Sword.
Literally,
okay.
The least I could do.
The least.
Okay. As you land down there, you feel that the earth is really, really soft and powdery in the pile of rubble that was the ceiling of this cave.
So
I thought it was children.
Are the children going up the rope?
Yes.
Yes. Crib is tying children to the rope.
Yeah. Next section.
No, you're going to be just fine. Your parents are up top. They're waiting for you. And there are a bunch of nice people who will take care of you.
They were awesome.
And Kriv here is not actually a dragon.
He's the son of a dragon.
He looks
so
totally like a dragon.
And as you say that, little girl goes,
you
thank
you,
soup lady.
You strap a set of wings to this guy. He looks like a dragon. Why would you keep talking about it?
Canvas wings. So all part of the props. Okay, so you guys are easily within an hour evacuating all the kids.
A chihuahua is still a dog.
You're welcome.
It's
not a dog. That's
why
paws.
He's not a dragon.
He's 90% dragon, just in 10% human shape.
That's fine.
Okay, so are you guys going to go down to investigate? chest.
Yes.
But what do I see?
Oh, two. Nice. You have dark vision, correct?
I do.
You're a dwarf. Give me a dungeoneering.
Oh, yeah, they're good at that.
Yeah.
How do I have that?
That's super racist.
They have advantage.
They're totally good at that.
It's a dwarf.
There's no dungeoneering on the.
Oh,
yeah, and she should have advantage.
Knowledge.
It's like survival for them.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Let her do survival. Totally makes sense.
Yeah, which I'm looking for when she's good at.
Perception.
Wisdom.
Yeah, survival.
She should be good at.
Did you get advantage?
Okay. You notice that this is a natural cave area. This is. You can see old tree roots that have long ago, the trees have been removed, but it's reinforced.
So it's not like
you
a...
You definitely notice...
An aging... Okay.
What is the range of your dark vision?
60 feet.
Made.
You notice that off to the side, there is a carved natural... A not natural door that someone has carved, and it's exquisitely carved, by the way.
Well, I'll have to go take
like
a look.
Dwarven work?
Sweet door.
Like dwarven work, yes.
Dwarven work forged in the forges of
Erebor.
Erebor, whatever the place is.
The
made.
Forges of Retzlarch.
Now that's dumb. You can't
sort of
say that.
And this is.
So wait, do you plan to sell the door? Or is this working?
I don't know. That's
why
I told you. Going to open the door.
You can always just say, this is the place that's always been here. It's your favorite.
I
want to
climb down too.
Oh, stay.
Yeah, you know, but I'm awful
so,
good. So.
This wide, irregularly shaped cavern has the floor of smooth bedrock. Damp dirt and stone with tree roots protruding here and there make up the walls. A 5-foot-wide tunnel leads off to the north, and a stone slab door, a door with a rusty pull ring, stands to the east. By the stone door are a couple of well-used cloaks and a water skin.
Oh, really?
I wonder if it connects to the quarry in some way.
Yeah. Well, isn't that fascinating?
The tunnel probably connects to the quarry.
I'll take that.
As soon as
are you coming
is...
down?
Yeah.
So
I'm coming down.
Everyone's going
down? Save the kids.
Well,
okay.
I'll vaguely help out with the kids.
Oh, no. I think
he agrees
this
to be lured by himself not to have to climb.
Yeah.
This is after we save the kids.
After you guys save all
I'm
the
not
kids.
Touching
you're welcome.
Anything.
I'll take your
are
boss.
You guys telling you, you're
if any of them get
away,
near me, I'm going to
stay. Stay away. The cavern is huge.
Okay, yeah. Okay, then we'll come back.
This is very dangerous.
So you guys all go down there. I'm assuming you create light sources.
Oh, yeah.
Or is someone using their glowing drift
that's,
glow?
I'm,
that's him.
I don't have a glowing drift glow.
Well.
I'm sorry. That was Carrie that took it.
No, he took it.
After I get down.
Yes. You turn on your... Whisper its name, and it glows and follows.
I'm going to.
I can see
in
the dark.
Light tattoos.
I have dark vision.
Yeah, how's this look?
Hey, dark vision.
How's this glowing drift globe look? Yeah.
Looks like the light of Pelor.
Or just a thing. Okay. Why can't it just be a thing?
So you guys.
So as I go down on the rope, and I get to the bottom, I'm just going to look at everybody like, you'll laugh, but look, the glove's no rope burn.
And still supple.
This town's not getting that rough.
Okay, so you guys go to the door, I'm assuming?
I'm going to look up. If one of you unties the rope up there, I'm going to stab you in the face.
Well,
I said that to just whatever random townsperson is doing.
I mean, you won't, because...
As it was actually just a dog that was looking over the edge. And of course, since it looked over the edge, the dog makes its deck saved and I'll fall on you.
And that's how we went out.
Okay.
Not in a glorious battle.
So do we need a... I do have a lantern. So I can
no.
Okay.
Float
oh, don't
we
worry about it.
Have
we
light
have three light sources going.
Light spell, and he's got the drip globe, which is basically a floating lantern.
Do I notice anything interesting about
underhand.
The door? Does it look like it's dwarfish?
The door does look like it's dwarfish manufacture and very, very old.
How
so I'm
going to
look
like
at her
because
she's a dwarf. This is not the thing you normally
It does
find,
look like
right?
it's being used along with the half-full water skin and the worn cloaks. You definitely get the impression
so somebody's
someone,
been going in
someone has used this door as the coat room, basically.
So our working theory is that the dwarves have caused this sinkhole.
Obviously, they wanted to kidnap the children, as they do, put them in
I've
the pots.
I've heard that before, yeah.
Yes.
No, you know, we don't actually eat children.
Then
really?
Why do you kidnap them?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
We also don't kidnap
Wait,
them.
No, that's how they turn them into dwarves, right?
No, we have our own
goblins.
They're both small.
It's elves who steal children.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I don't know about that.
Children.
Elves aren't kidnapped.
Of
I don't see any elves creating sinkholes to kidnap children. Yeah.
Moving right along.
How do you think they make that special bread?
Oh, nice.
Okay, so what do we see?
Okay.
With
so
flour.
Are you going to open the door or go through the rope cloaks?
I'm taking one of those. I'm taking the water.
Okay, it's half full of water. Seems to be nothing wrong with it.
I'm taking it.
Would you like to drink it and see?
The ropes.
Hey, do you want to drink
it? Yeah. I'm not drinking it.
Are there,
I will smell it. I will smell it.
It smells like just regular water.
Do they all match the cloaks?
No, no, they look mismatched.
Their style's on point.
Looks like not really meant to be fashion statements. They're more of a...
costume?
The statement is I have no fashion.
It's more of a convenient workman's cloak type of thing.
Oh, wait.
So either...
I'm going to put that... I don't want to get dirty. I'm going to put that over my clothes.
So either miners or adventurers.
We'll open the door.
All right. Okay. Let's go through the door.
You open the door.
We already got the miners up.
Spikes come flying out.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, look how far you've fallen.
Okay. So basically, this is the stone door.
Apparently, I'm there.
Well, what will your order be?
Or should I have taken a level of thief instead? Because we don't have thieves. I do like stabbing people.
It's
a thief.
He's not a thief, he's a pirate. That's an honorable trade profession.
The third level
right?
is amazing for fighters. That's when you get your advantage.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't want to sacrifice third level.
You get an advantage for like a...
No, you get to choose one of two specialties, and one gets cool maneuvers.
One you're
like.
Using for
him.
Actually, no.
You just get like a bonus to...
This guy.
It sounds dumb.
I mean, I've got dark vision. Perhaps we should have someone who can see in the dark.
Well, you also have to be.
Or we've got, I don't know.
I'll be in the back.
Or we've got, I don't know. This is weird. A light source?
All right.
Can bears see in the dark?
Be in the back. I just think it would
No, the bear doesn't. But they have
maybe,
a sense of smell.
Maybe we should
I apologize in advance.
Maybe we should have the person.
I'll go behind.
Well, my partner.
Maybe we should have the person with the best AC in the front, and then, I don't know, have a light source guide us.
Well, I have a 14. What's yours?
I'll carry. Me? I'm combat ready, I'm 18.
All right.
Okay.
I'm 16.
So.
I'll go third, because I can turn into a bear.
In melee, I'm 18.
I'll be in the middle, because I can cat. I have light, and also that way I can heal from back to front.
That look good?
That looks good to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Fighter, monk, druid, cleric.
Sounds good.
Sorcerer, ranger.
We should really afford horses.
I'm just thinking how dumb it looks
that like we're the adventurers and we're just like walking.
Walking.
I don't know what happened.
You're walking the earth, man. You're walking the earth.
In Lord of the Rings, they did a lot of walking.
Those
are only the clips you see. I assume to get over large amounts of areas, they have.
No, they totally walked everywhere.
No, they have horses.
They borrowed the horses.
Okay, I'm just
confused.
Okay, in the
Hobbit.
We're
walking.
Gandalf was a jerk and didn't get the eagles in the beginning of the story because it makes sense.
Because he put it up because the gods were. You know?
Anyway.
So, as you see, 60 feet beyond the door, the tunnel levels out. Two stone reliefs of stern dwarves in chainmail carrying battle axes face each other across the tunnels. The carvings stand out from the passage walls and they have gaps around them, so they could be doors. The passage continues on past
the forges of.
Do you
want to
check them? Have the dwarf check them.
A door.
Oh yes, sorry.
It's okay.
I was spacing out. All right, I'll check the door.
So basically, the huge statues of dwarves in chainmail with battle axes that appear to also be doors.
Oh, well, all right.
Beautiful. I mean, artistically, as a dwarf, you're like, oh my god, someone's
delightful.
Maybe
and
this is what the delegation was coming for.
So, if I do a perception, that's like, 8.
Well, on the plus side, you think they are beautiful doors.
Can I roll perception?
Well, what are you rolling perception for?
I want to check out one of these doors.
Okay.
Plus 4.
You're going to sneak up here.
13.
Okay. Beautiful door. Manufactured so well that you can pivot this door. So it basically will allow two people to come in at the exact same time.
Cool.
Excellent. Now, which one of these two doors are you looking at?
The one on the right. Left. Right. Left. Left.
Is left your final answer?
Yes.
This one?
Yes.
Okay. You see that it goes onto a dark hallway that extends for quite a while.
lane.
Well, I'll take a look down the hallway.
Okay.
For 60 feet.
You see a fairly well-maintained, it's not dirty or cluttered, but it does have a little turn, and then it turns further on. You get a feeling that this goes on for a couple hundred feet.
And it looks especially from like the hint of grease going through.
And are there any like footprints or any sort of marks of usage?
Believe it or not, the floor is so clean there is no actual dust on the floor.
Which means somebody's been there,
right?
It doesn't. None of this place looks abandoned. It looks there's no cobwebs on the doors. It's fairly well used.
I look at the one on
yes,
the right.
Yes, but not by dwarves.
No,
but,
I don't
okay.
think so.
The one on the right is also a 13.
You open it and you sense that it goes just from the sounds that it goes from away and it turns.
And it too is well maintained.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a little more. You see dust on the floor that's
it's not
fairly
as well
recent.
Are there
it's not cleaned. It's not swept clean. This area is swept clean.
Are there footprints in the dust?
No, actually there isn't.
See,
so we should go down the clean one.
What skill do you use to check for traps?
Perception.
Okay.
Or insight. You can use either one.
Insights.
I suck at both.
Oh, apparently so does she.
Can I roll perception? I'll give you a disadvantage since the dwarf was doing it and rolled a one.
I got a grand total of 5.
I got a 10.
So there are only one second.
That's 20!
Okay.
So you guys believe the doors are safe.
Okay, pop open the door.
Okay, you pop open the door.
I feel like I heard you.
Okay. Yeah. You kind of did.
I'm going to go through the door.
You're going to go through the door.
Don't we want to go through the door?
You can go through the door. Remember, this tunnel does continue going straight.
Oh, do we want to go straight or through the door?
We're going through the door.
We're going through the door. Yes.
I think we could.
I'm just going through the door.
Yeah.
We're curious. We're going through the door.
It doesn't matter what the other party's doing. I'm going
You're
through
going
the door.
For, you know. Good 80 feet straight down the corridor, then the corridor turns.
Yeah, we're gonna keep going.
Okay, nobody's like peeking around the corner.
Well,
you're
just I'm
gonna do a perception.
The
I looked around the corner.
Are you doing it stealthily or just peeking around?
Well,
unless we're gonna split up, there's no point in doing stealth because one person will
always
fail.
My stealth is a grand total of 17.
A walking group of lanterns.
And my perception was 15. That's
okay.
Very good.
Wait,
aren't
you in plate mail?
No, I'm in a robe. I'm a monk.
It's the monk.
I was thinking.
I'm very quiet.
I'm in scale mail.
18.
Cleric monk.
She's the poor one rolling at disadvantage for stealth now.
Yeah, I thought it'd be, I should take thief because we'll be able to detect drops. But there's no special detect drops anymore in 5e.
Yeah.
I know, so that, they specialize
anybody
in
can,
there
not
should
anymore.
Be. It's...
Nope.
No, there shouldn't because thieves get immediate backstabs for every other attack. It's crazy.
Yeah. And the hide and the dash.
Basically, they wanted to make thieves more like DPS. So that
they're massive DPS dealers. So as you guys come around here, a smell hits you of decayed flesh. Oh. Very, very, very nasty.
This is why I love
exploring
caves.
This sounds
clean. Yeah, so can
every
we recap
time,
the last
unclean.
Cave was horrible and this cave is horrible? Why is
still
going
basically, every cave is horrible.
Because we're endlessly curious.
Or we could just go.
Well, some of us are curious. I know you're not very curious,
Sylvia.
No, not
at all. You could just
as you know, druids have a very strong affinity to caves.
So do dwarves.
So
that one's not irony.
So why do dwarven caves smell so bad?
They don't.
Because this is where they eat the children.
This isn't
don't eat children.
I know you're kidding now. They don't eat children.
This isn't a cave in the first place. It's a
hallway.
They
eat pure flour.
So you think it'd smell better. It's horrible.
It's a flower harvesting cave.
Right. So I'll sneak up a bit and check things out.
This is where they
for
eat
my
the
friends.
I'll go with her.
I've rolled
no, you
17.
Already rolled yourself.
Oh,
I lost
doesn't matter. Okay, I already rolled.
He's sneaking, but Silvio's walking.
I'll stay back.
Buried.
I'll stay back.
Okay, you look up, and you notice there's 3 bodies on the floor, and it smells.
That's all this is.
Well, they're probably easier to
and
take.
And while it smells, you see 2 very large rodents of unusual size.
R-O-U-S's?
Roll for initiative.
Are we fighting rodents now?
R-O-U-S's.
Oh,
22.
Lordy.
16. 1.
5.
Oh. 19.
You have no initiative bonus?
Nope.
Last combat, I did nothing. This combat, I'll do nothing.
Too.
So, which one of us should go
first again because I rolled a 5.
I'm a 1.
Oh, wait, now I got a 5.
He's got a 5.
I have a plus 1. So it will be me.
So we literally, you got a 1 with no bonus?
Do you have no bonus?
Who's got the better dex for initiative?
Oh,
you
already said. My dex is 12.
Okay.
Yep, 0 initiative bonus.
Just remember, you're delightful.
But she heals people, and she can light them on fire. Every class is fine. Every class has benefits.
Yep.
You need that. Mm-hmm. I mean, D-Lax spent the last game with -2 to initiative, so, you know, I feel your...
That'd be good for me. Wait, you guys don't know that I got a good initiative, right? I can just wait.
Yes, you can just
you
delay.
You can delay and pick a new spot in the order, yeah.
So, yes.
Want to switch initiatives?
I don't know that the delay initiative action to wait for other people to do shit is necessarily going to give you an advantage ship, but
I could just wait.
Be in character.
Yeah, it would. I might just wait.
Because, you know...
Because those rodents look totally gross.
And do you really want to touch a giant...
No, not at all.
...covered in body gore?
Yeah, I don't want the rest of the party.
Well, I'm not
okay. So, what is Silvio going to do?
I'm going to hold my action.
Why is half our party back there and the others?
Because they stayed behind and these two were sneaking forward. Then Silvio stopped when he made noise.
We saw the room open up.
Would you like to feel like that then? Is that better? Okay. So, you're going to hold your action forward?
No, I'm going to move up and throw a dagger in the one of them. I'm going to get close. So, I'll move my... I can move 30.
One of the ones that shoot arrows?
So that's 6. 6. And... 6. And drop and throw.
Okay, give us a roll.
We went from fighting necromancers and bandits to rats.
Giant.
Oh, natural 20.
So it's max damage?
Double damage.
Double damage.
So
you
double your dice pool.
May I borrow it?
Give me $12.
Rental fees.
Each one gets plus 3.
And then you'll be charged $13 for the ride home.
So 6, 7, 8, 9.
10.
6, 10. 10.
Right. You don't add your bonus to both.
No, each one gets its own damage bonus. Right? Or
no,
it's the total.
No, it's your
double 9.
The weapon damage and then add your
10.
Bonus.
Because you got 9 with this without adding this.
Okay, 10.
So it's 10.
So 10?
Mm-hmm.
You and your crazy daggers.
Does an arrow spread out of them?
And the rat dies. Okay.
That wasn't the least I could have done, but it's pretty close.
You just don't like rats.
I almost didn't have to get up there.
Okay.
This is when the rat gives you a bear hug.
Okay, so...
Oh, and as I do this, as he drops, I'm going to turn and say, I hope those things weren't friendly. This is going to be super awkward.
Those were my pets, you jerk.
So just to give you guys a little...
No, if these guys are another kind of dwarf, I feel awful.
Oh, no, they're not
dwarves. These are the ones that don't eat children, actually.
Furry dwarf feet warmers.
Were they wearing clothes?
No, these are just rats.
Oh,
okay, so just to give you the little input here, the tunnel opens up into a square room that reeks of decaying flesh. 3 human corpses, reduced to little more than bloody bones and sinew, are sprawled in the room's center. 2 oversized rats root amongst the bodies, stopping to chew flesh they pull free. Scuttling noises come from the narrow crevices in the room. So the walls are squeaking at you. Squeak, 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 squeak.
Squeaky balls.
Squeaky, squeaky.
Burn them all.
Okay, so,
fire
Tuke,
does well.
What are you going to do?
Well, one's already down. I'm going to run forward, as it were. My speed is now 35. And
she is extremely fast for a
serve up a heaping helping of
rice.
Need to run.
Dwarf sauce to the head.
Getting a little karate action.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes.
Walloping good.
I love Mons, but don't understand.
Oh, 18.
That will hit.
No, a European.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. If this was, like, exalted, I totally get it. Which,
5
by the way,
damage.
Okay. Okay, so, Druid, it is your turn.
Dimmock.
With a 5, it's my turn?
With a 5, it's his turn?
Yeah. What did you have?
16.
Okay, sorry.
Why are you always forgetting her?
I don't think
you
know.
I did say my number.
I have a ranger. Would you like to
move
come up?
Move me up. Yes. Move me up. Move me up on the other side of...
30?
Move me up.
And we will fire at the beastie.
Yeah, you have a massive bonus.
Yeah,
you have a massive bonus.
Uh-huh. Especially now that
you're getting close to the point where you
expert
roll a one.
Ranger.
No, even if you roll one.
Okay.
But
and it's 5 points of damage.
Okay, same one?
Same one.
So as it falls, I'm going to say, delayed effect.
I knew that dagger would shoot an arrow eventually.
Actually, I'm not that stupid.
Sylvia with the
assist. Pretty cool.
It's so funny.
Someone had seen that.
Okay.
Awesome.
Druid, it is your turn now.
Well, no enemies that I can see.
So
make a
perception
go into the room
and do your animal kin.
No, I'm not. I'm just good perception.
Okay. Well, I already gave you that you know the walls are squeaking.
So hit the walls with a stick.
No.
Are you going to look? Are you trying to find something you can target?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Are there little bitty rats?
So, 14.
14? You do notice that in the wall here. Let's move the hair.
More rats?
More rats and little cubbies.
So, one's 10 feet away from me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that one.
It does have partial cover, but you can't attack.
Well, I'm going to do poison spray.
Oh.
Make a constitution save, and if you fail, you take D12 damage.
Oh, my D12? God!
Damn!
Oh. Really? Dang.
What's the difficulty?
12.
12?
Oh, I just made it.
I made it.
Damn
it. Pretty cool, though.
So half damage?
No. Nothing.
Oh, some spray.
I just threw that die.
You spray poison everywhere and it splatters on the wall, and the filthy rat who lives in filth is like.
Yeah, they're pretty hard.
Okay,
I eat rat poison for lunch. How do you think I got to this size?
Well, I don't think that. What? I don't understand.
Sometimes it's better not to ask.
I eat rusty daggers all the time. That's how I'm here.
Warforged.
Okay, what's next?
And it's your turn.
Mash him, eat him, light him on fire, do something like that.
Yeah.
He's faster.
Well,
you can always move through friendly spaces.
Yeah, but that's my movement for the moment.
Okay.
Do I see any of these? I don't by default, right?
Yeah. I'm kind of giving that when he threw the acid, the poison spray.
Well, I know something's over
you
there,
can
but
see
I don't know.
That, yeah.
I don't know where. How to target it.
They're
so
in the walls!
I'm going to try to look and see what he was targeting.
Floor, man.
And
no.
Fail miserably.
You go, dude, why are you throwing spells against the walls, man? What does the wall ever do?
Beep, like, what's in there?
Beep,
what's in there?
Beep, 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 beep.
They're in the walls, man! They're in the walls!
Game over!
We're going to die!
I just sprayed my machine
gun. Look at this, 17 hours,
little
17 days!
So, first giant rat's going to...
Oh.
You're a one.
I'm a one.
I'm like, you're a one and you're going to give me crap.
No,
is he
going
to melee me?
He's
going
to come over and the rat's going to try to gnaw
you. You effing touch me, I'm going to kill you.
And we kill the cleric.
No,
he doesn't.
So, 12 will easily be missed, I'm assuming.
I dodge out of the way.
Okay.
It's melee. I'm very good with melee.
This one's going to go after the monk. Will
oh,
A.
So you now have all the diseases.
Well, thank you.
We're totally hosing the monk down.
5 points of damage from nasty rat
bites. Oh, nasty.
Unfortunately,
oh, dear.
Rats have rat tactics. Pack tactics.
Rat pack.
Rat tactics.
Rat pack tactics.
So that one gets advantage on you.
Oh, no!
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 Help the monk!
And miss!
It doesn't
matter! Will 11 hit you?
No, it will not.
It's not going to help you.
Apparently, sometimes fighting with your friends doesn't really help.
Okay,
much.
Somebody help out the monk.
Okay, Sister Solace.
Okay,
attack the parts that aren't the monk.
I can share a space here?
No, you have to actually be
but
in your own space.
Well, then.
You're
Can I see that rat?
You
at least?
Can see the rat. Yeah,
see the rat.
Okay, because I wanted
rat.
To help her.
You can
but,
still
yeah.
do magical effects.
Okay, I'm gonna.
If you kill that rat,
flame.
Then I can go help her.
I'm going to Sacred Flame on that one.
You sure you want a Sacred Flame? Nothing better?
Why? It's a cantrip. Okay. It's a rat.
So what's your save? Okay. And it's against wisdom?
It's 12, I think.
Yeah, versus wisdom. Good luck, rat.
I am the splinter of rats. I am so wise.
No, he must succeed on a dexterity save.
They're good at dexterity. What number?
Wisdom would have been better.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
He rolls a 5.
No.
What's the damage?
1d8.
Is it plus your...
Plus the 2 for the...
caster.
No, actually, no benefit...
No extra wisdom bonus.
Eight! Oh! Woo!
Rat explodes into flames as this poof of stank rat fur hits your nostrils.
We just are going through a lot of rats.
You're gonna need that handkerchief again, because
so you would have to make your dexterity throw.
I would love cage.
So
Can I say that?
It is your turn.
Also, they gain no cover. They have no benefit from cover.
So out comes the. These aren't parrying dagger types, so out comes the round shield, the buckler, and but I want to lunge because I don't want to get near this thing.
Yeah, do that really cool fencing lunge, you mean?
The step and stab.
Oh, might not hit. 14?
That will hit.
Woo! Yeah,
good job.
So basically it's funny because you do your move, your attack, and you finish your movement.
Yeah.
See if you're.
Oh, excellent! Yeah!
Your attack killed him, so he didn't get an attack of opportunity. Damn it.
That hurt.
Rat bite attack of opportunity.
Lunch, I don't think, provokes, so.
Yeah.
Oh, you actually have.
No, I just did it.
Yeah.
Next level, I'll have the lunch.
Yeah, he was saying I attacked him and finished my movement.
Dramatically, I don't want to be near it.
Okay, so, Miss O'Took, the rat who bit your leg, you now have blood on your tunic.
Just step on him. Karate foot him.
You know what we do with rats?
You
rat
bastard.
We do nothing with them.
We shake our spoon with impunity at him.
I don't think 9's going to hit.
9 does not actually hit.
No. Normally we turn you into stew, but
this is worse. You're torturing with the anticipation of what's going to happen.
Right. I'm turning you into stew. Just you wait. You and your little dog Toto.
Ironically, his name is Stew. Okay, who goes next?
And it's Ranger's
move
turn.
Move me further into the room with a line of sight on that said rat.
Arrow
also
in the face.
Takes the druid with her.
Apparently the druid and her are tangled up together. That's what they get for being part of the same faction.
And I got a... Will
Least
a 9 hit?
9 will not hit. Your
Least
arrow is zinging over
all you have to
the
do
druid.
Is not botch.
I mean, zinging right over the fighter and the monk's head and shatters against the wall.
Well, you'd see, we're going to season you before we put you in the stew pots.
Who's next?
So I'm going to move up.
Okay.
I'm going to swing my staff down to try to hit it in its soft underbelly.
Oh!
Punting it into the air.
Go for it.
Shillelagh.
Because I don't want to miss against the rat. I'm doing it.
The animal expert wants to make sure he hits the rat.
Shillelagh. Because it's a cantrip, right?
Yeah, it's a bonus action. 11, does 11 hit?
You swing, and the rat just barely jumps out of the way.
Like you were 1 point away.
Yeah.
Like it was 12.
11 is its,
Or 12. I don't like you. I don't like rats.
As it, like, pees on the dungeon floor. So, Kriv, it is your turn.
Kriv, get rid of it.
Kill the rat. Kill the rat.
This is the charmed rat.
With your spirit magic.
Helmet. Yeah, this rat is amazing.
This rat should try running away to live another day.
This rat is going to become like our antagonist. Yes.
This rat should go start a village of rats in a bush.
It's going to run away. It's going to ding from having a second level party against it.
And then it's going to become our antagonist for the whole game. He's the king of the apocalypse.
She will be the brood mother.
The rat king.
Oh,
the rat king.
I'm going to
rat queen.
Fire bolt it in the face.
Ooh.
With a... 20 plus.
Ah!
22.
I was so hoping you'd miss. I really was. Be like,
but with
awesome.
A thud like that, it had to be, you know.
For 8.
It's dead.
Your fireball goes flinging out, and again, the waft of, this time worse, singed rat flesh just wafts up and hits
rats burn really well.
The druid and the monk's nose, and you realize.
I don't like caves!
Oh, Took, you are not going to want to cook rat for at least a week after smelling this.
I beat its dead body because I'm really mad at caves. Caves suck. Caves are the worst.
You think a druid would like caves
better? No, no. Druid take? No, wilderness. Wilderness is awesome, but caves suck.
It's a druidy thing. Okay, so, do you guys check out the bodies?
No, that's gross. But yes, oh, yes, of course.
The human body.
I
like a body more than...
Determine who they were.
That doesn't possible. Matter. Got any loots? Any fat loots?
Any fat loots? You start poking them. For some reason, you know on the bodies, you see that they're skulls. Someone carved in their skulls so deeply that you can see it on the bone of their skull.
Was it Nancy's?
Game of Thrones, it's the wheel of...
It is...
Nazis.
Nazis here?
No. Nazi rats.
Let me find you the...
Are there more rats?
Hitler rat.
No, we killed the Nazi rats.
Yeah, I'm going to get my...
You guys
are
inspecting the body.
But thankfully, see, I was wearing a cloak, so I'm the only one that didn't
and
get
you
rat
see
guns
this
on.
Symbol I carved didn't. Into their skulls.
Which into the rats?
The triangle.
I'm not getting close enough, so...
Mountain. That's it.
Someone carved it so deeply in their face that it etched into the skull itself.
The people
okay,
the
does anybody,
people.
Like... Can I do a wisdom or a...
Yeah, sure,
an
occult roll?
Would that be...
Arcana? I'll give you an arcana.
Oh, no. I'll go insight.
Okay. I'll roll arcana.
I'll roll arcana.
I won't.
I know nothing.
17.
I know
17.
Nothing.
The dragon knows stuff.
Probably for me to know this.
Rolling?
Oh, no. I won't be rolling. There's
okay.
No point. Oh, well, I suppose I could roll insight, but...
Yeah.
Let's see. A 17. Right, with insight.
So the two of you know that this symbol is the symbol for the cult of the Black Earth.
Ah,
that doesn't sound well.
See,
it is a cult that worships
not
the implacable strength and unyielding resistance of the elemental earth.
That doesn't sound bad.
Their cult seeks power to destroy the works of civilization.
Okay, there we go.
Sinkholes and mighty earthquakes.
Oh, I hate these dicks.
They
need killing.
Yep.
They're all about earthy, cavey kind of stuff.
Wait a minute.
No wild.
These
then
dwarves
we shall
are
make
terrible.
This their
yeah.
tomb.
These dwarves. Christ. These dwarves are the worst.
But they're not dwarves. They're probably
eating
elves.
Babies. causing
and
cave-ins.
From your insight, you're assuming that it must be a human-sized person that carved this into these human skulls.
Just the worst.
Because mine is about the Earth Prophet. Do I know that he's a member of this?
Oh,
cult?
Yes, you do. You saw the symbol. As
I
when
saw the
he
symbol
was,
in my dream.
He was
then.
Carving into his worshippers. Yes.
That's
like an
awesome picture of your ladle.
Oh, I do like my ladle. It's perfect.
I still got a good picture of that. I like the fighting stance you did for with the ladle on the table.
Have to, yeah.
You know, the mud sorcerer is not part of this.
Given the similarity to...
Tears face
yes,
off.
The mud... A mud sorcerer sounds like someone who could be part of the earth.
Okay, yeah, I really
given
want
the similarity
to
what almost happened here versus what happened to Kriv's homestead, Kriv spends about 5 minutes crushing the skulls into dust.
Oh.
You know, I don't...
He's a racing record.
Oh,
great. Right.
Them off the planet.
I get way back because I don't want to be a rat.
Then you can't have this one.
I don't like
okay, what's around the next corner?
Okay, so you guys are heading on.
Yeah.
Indeed. All right, I'll sneak up and I'll...
Maybe we should stay together.
Oh,
just an idea.
I'm not very sneaky
or
on
not.
That one. That's a grand total of 8
maybe
on my
we don't
sneak.
Stay together.
But my perception... Of what's out there is 21.
Splitting.
It's okay. Well,
you
guys are
it does make sense for sneaky people to sneak ahead.
It's just I have dark vision. I can look ahead.
Yeah, makes sense to me.
You know.
And she's got quiet armor. I don't have quiet armor.
Quiet armor. Is that what we call it now?
Right.
Yeah. Quiet armor, being my skin.
Okay, so this path here. Continues
I
over here. For about 100 feet you go, and you guys are all going together in the same formation, which we're going to abbreviate by just wadding them all together.
And oh, now the druid is in the front.
It's just a wand.
Or the back.
It's just a wand. It doesn't matter.
Now we'll the druid's in the front. We're back.
We know where we are.
Yes.
Okay, so as you come to this room, the tunnel opens up into a square room. In the center of it, a black rock about a foot across hovers 3 feet from the floor.
That isn't natural.
So you've been playing Destiny.
I play the hell out of Destiny.
Skinny.
I stopped when I found out that.
Okay, and you just see this rock just suspended, just not moving. It just sits stationary.
Well, let's destroy it.
That's weird.
I don't know.
Okay, anyone going to go up and touch it?
Oh, you know.
No.
For
the 21, do I see anything else in the room?
Well, I want to make an arcana roll to see if I can figure out what its purpose is.
Okay.
Well,
should we go into the room?
I think it's magical.
Well, of course it's magical, but purpose
is.
I'm not touching it.
I don't know what it
only
is.
Only 11.
With my insight, I have
I'm at minus 10 insight.
20.
So okay, 20. You assume that there's some magic holding that rock in place. And it seems that maybe something physical, because the stone's not moving. It's just sitting there, dead solid, not moving. What'd you get for your arcana?
11.
You would definitely want to get closer and get more hands-on with it if you want to find out more.
Well, let's go into the room at least.
Okay.
Right.
Is there anyone else in this room?
Spread out a little bit.
There's a bear.
Gar.
My bear friend!
Split personality. Okay. So are you going to get closer and touch it?
Why does he want us to touch it? We're not touching it.
We're not touching it.
There is no circumstance under which we touch that thing.
Give me some XP, I'll touch that thing.
We'll see if there's anything underneath it.
Wait.
Take a copper piece out of my satchel.
I'm back way off if she does that.
I'm going back. Attack the rock thing.
Wait, what's your offer? How many levels do I get if I touch
this?
This
is where I am when he does that.
Okay, so you flick your coin at the rock, and it bounces off the rock. Rock doesn't move at all. It's like it's almost like it's sitting on a shelf, and the coin just bounced off the solid rock that's sitting there.
That was anticlimactic.
I'm going to wrap a sash around it, see if I can pull it away from its spot in space.
Okay, as soon as you wrap your sash and pull it, literally this 20-pound rock comes falling right at you.
Okay.
Just like you reached up on a shelf and pulled it down. You're
out of the way.
Yes.
Give me a dex save.
Do we all have to go to death?
No,
I backed off here.
Yeah,
you guys started to touch
it.
Eight?
No.
Eight
that
total?
Is
yes.
Not.
Okay.
No.
And as you step back, you take 2 points of damage from shattering rock fragments at your feet. As you see the rock hit him in the foot, he goes.
Was it illuminated and did it stop? Or?
No. Basically, as soon as you threw your tail over, your cloak over it and pulled, it just slid right off like it's falling off a shelf.
Hmm.
Do we see a shelf?
You don't.
I'm going to throw a copper on where I think the shelf is.
You guys
you
are remarkably free with money.
You actually see your copper fling, and it bounces off empty air and lands on the other side of where the
shelf is. Oh, so it's a stupid bookcase. Okay, let's go.
It's a magic bookcase.
No, that's not right. How high was it sitting?
3 feet in the air.
I'm going to hold it with my staff, the point where the coin bounced.
Basically, with your staff, you're doing the blind man's bluff with the stick.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be a pillar that comes up that's completely invisible.
Oh, look, I was right. A glorified bookcase. Let's go.
Yeah, moving right along.
This is so interesting. Let's learn more about this invisible pillar.
Do you do anything with the broken fragments of the rock on the ground?
Touch him. Wait, how many levels do I get if I touch him?
You would have detect magic.
He still wants us to touch it.
No,
we
don't. Yeah. No.
Okay, so you just leave the rock where it is and you guys are heading on?
And it reforms into a golem.
Flaming skull.
Okay, and you are heading down and you see another door with a rusty ring on it just ahead.
Oh, I know nothing about this door.
You think it's definitely a door.
It's
you might be confused. It might be a wall.
Somebody with good insight or perception should check for traps.
I got a plus 4.
Right, I got a 7 with my plus 4.
Yeah, I got
bonus.
A plus 4 to perception, so I'll
you
check.
Don't.
Okay.
Nice. 18.
18? You believe there is no traps on this door.
You know, I realized
I can find traps. Does any of us have disarmed traps?
There's no disarmed trap.
It's not an actual skill anymore. It can be done different ways now. Okay. With different skills.
You can stare at it.
So are you going to open the door?
I'll open the door.
Okay, and just as you pull to open the door, it creaks open, and that's a great place to stop it there. Da da da!
Good job, everybody.
Yeah, good. That was fun.
Hey guys, Jim here. Just a quick shout out. If you guys like bagging folks on Kickstarter, there's a new Kickstarter we're supporting called Cos Culture Magazine, an independent creative digital magazine dedicated strictly for the art of cosplay. So if you guys like to cosplay and you back folks on Kickstarter, check them out. Just to let you know, they've only got 5 more days till their Kickstarter ends. Alright guys, thank you.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.
And that way, Gary's got plenty of time to catch the movie. Which movie you seen, by the way?
We're going to go see the Minions. We have time to go get our Minions.
Let me know how good it is, because, you know, we need to go see a movie.
Come
sometime.
We're going to try and go see it tonight. Once Trevor gets home from Boy Scout camp.
I'm so happy.
We are headed for a Babylon 5 marathon today.
So happy my druid actually got
Killer,
to
we
level where
Babylon
an actual
5
druid.
Series for the first time.
Oh my god, I've never seen it.
She's a Babylon 5 virgin.
So Kelly,
I actually made a costume for Carrie for some character, and I'm like, what up? I've never
seen like
it.
The most,
Kelly,
come I got
five,
cable
bitch.
When it went to TNT for Channel 18.
So,
it was the whole reason I got the cable TV.
My cousin's husband, who's my cousin by marriage, I guess, is a set designer, and he designed most of the doors at Babylon.
Oh,
oh
wow.
Really?
That's
doors.
Awesome.